Hi Capricorn, April here with your All That Jazz Tarot for November. Keep in mind these are general overall messages. Take what resonates, leave what does not. Alright Capricorn, I can already see that November is quite a month here. Okay, so what I'm seeing Capricorn is that you are the Queen of Pentacles, okay? You are self-made, all right? You can take care of yourself, right? Good with finances, budgeting, that type of thing. But someone here has been breadcrumbing you, either financially, emotionally, energetically, whatever it is. And they seem to be juggling options here with the Two of Pentacles reversed. It's creating a conflict. You have the Five of Wands. Okay. There's a feeling of competition. It doesn't necessarily have to be an outside source. It could be them competing with you for control of the household or the finances or whatever it could be, right? But I see you here with Temperance. You're being balanced. You're trying to maintain your balance right now. But you have a Fool here. Now, normally this would be a leap of faith, and it could be, but I think someone's acting like a fool, honestly. Just plain and simple. But you're here as the Hermit reverse. You're coming out of this whatever fog or whatever illusion, whatever. Might not have even been that. I mean, you may very well have seen it for what it was, but you're still there dealing with it. And I say that because the World card came out sideways, so this indicates, you know, it's been jammed up here for a minute. Something that has seemed stagnant. Now, if this is not, like, this could be a job, too. This could be where your boss is, like, nickel-diming your ass. And you're deciding whether or not you should stick it out. And that's creating conflict. But you're trying to stay balanced. You could be looking for a new opportunity. But you've already gone within and you've seen that it doesn't feel right. Okay? Whatever it is. Now, you do have these six of... The next few cards look really good. You have the Six of Wands, indicating victory, all right? Overcoming a challenge. You have the Nine, and then followed by the Ten of Pentacles. So this looks really good financially. So if you've been thinking about changing jobs or even going back to work after not working for some time, you should go ahead and seize that opportunity, all right? Or at least you'll be looking at it. Now, the next two swords, the Ace of Swords, you have the Truth, followed by the Tower reversed, okay? You could be learning about something that you were getting ready maybe to walk away from a situation, but a truth might prevent that, okay? You may be misinformed, either through your own interpretation or the way it's being communicated to you, okay? So let's get a couple more messages here. Now, some further spirit messages came out for you, Capricorn, from my own angel deck here, so to speak. So the first one out was the take the long way home. So maybe you feel like you've spent a lot of or enough time investing in something, or that you've perhaps wasted time in some way, okay? And you've been trying to come home to yourself. And it seems to be taking an awfully long time, but it's okay because it's all in divine timing. You had to stop along the path. You had to sometimes clear a path. You sometimes had to take a detour. So all these things could have happened along the way that made it feel long, all right? I'm already gone. So I think emotionally, in some respect, or even, I don't know, you know, Capricorns are pretty logical thinking. You're in your mind, you're already gone, all right? You've already envisioned what that could be like. And if you haven't, you will be. Cruella De Vil, this is who we're going to be this month, okay? For better or worse, you're going to feel like Cruella De Vil. You're going to not like it, or you're going to embrace it. Either way, that's quite the energy there. Disappearing act. This could be something that you're planning on, something that you're, or some good fortune will come financially that will allow you to make this change without it affecting your stability. The more one pleases generally, the less one pleases profoundly. Okay, so this again is where you invest your time and effort, and what the outcomes have been. All right. Your fuckery is both offensive and amusing. All right, so Capricorn, you see right through something here. All right. Somebody is transparent as, and maybe even unapologetic. It's really quite galling, really, probably, to you. Okay, it's me. I'm just saying. So the next one up is never look for a worm in the apple of your eye. So someone here looked for that worm and they found it. And what they ended up doing was opening up an entire can of worms here. And finally, deja vu. So this could feel like a situation you have been in before, okay? This could be a repeating pattern. It's something to look into about why you are experiencing, because deja vu implies that it's like an impression of something that's already occurred. So, you know, depending on your beliefs, this could be like a past life situation, or even just past patterns in this lifetime. That will require some deep inner work to get to that. Okay, but now your energetic cards that came out were not surprising. Isolation, but it looks like you're coming out of that. If you were in hermit mode, it is reversed. and you've gained the wisdom that you needed to. So I feel like you're coming out of that. Now, balance is reverse, indicating that you could be in balance. So maybe this knowledge that you acquire, it could create some imbalance within you, all right? Because now you might have to question your previous beliefs or views or what you knew to be true, okay? And finally, we have pain. And there's no doubt this is painful because it looks painful to me, all right? But again, it is a necessary part of growth. And I do see good cards here for you. You are the Queen of Pentacles. You're perfectly capable of being an independent entrepreneur, okay? Just a boss, a leader, you know? You are all this and a bag of chips. And you have the 9 and the 10. So that's a progression. So things are getting better. But you might have to take a leap of faith to get there. The Sword of Truth is coming in, and that might be the very thing that gives you that aha moment, okay, where you see things differently, and it changes the entire trajectory of your life. All right, so let's get into we have some gemstone cards that you may use. If you do gemstone work for healing, protection, guidance, and your stones for November are opal, for happiness, insight, and strength, you have opalite for clear thinking, new beginnings, and childlike glee. Okay, I think this one is very important. It makes me think about this leap of faith and being unafraid, okay? You know how children are little daredevils, right? Not afraid of anything until they, you know, they can get away with quite a bit until something happens. Okay, so this is a good opalite, I think would be a very good gem for you this month. Now, we also have peridot. This is for effervescent joy and happiness, all right? Again, this is for embracing things with adventure and fun and excitement rather than, pessimistic, oh God, I got to do this and this and this. It's really all a matter of mind over matter, right? You can program yourself to think one way or another. It's really up to you. That's where free will comes in, okay? Now, I'm not saying that some situations and circumstances in life aren't worthy of depression and feeling down but overall, the outlook on life, you know, should be as one of adventure, okay? Even if you're sitting at home exploring your mind, okay, or material books and knowledge, all right. And lastly, you have labradorite. And this is for limitless potential and to sleep soundly, all right. So this could be important for dreams. This could be important for remembering dreams and downloading you could be getting downloads through dreams, messages. All right, labradorite, under your pillow. Okay. And don't forget, you know, if you are dream journaling, you know, keep that pen and notebook. Don't rely on your memory. You'll wake up the next morning and forgotten it all. Now, your affirmations, Capricorn. I am in charge. I am in control of how I feel. Nobody can make me feel any other way than happy. That's choosing happiness, all right? That's what I was just speaking on. Next is, I will open my heart and listen with an open mind to new ideas and opportunities. Changing your perspective, all right? Simply flipping the script, okay? Not allowing negative thoughts to rent space in your head. I will accept all the wonderful things in this life. Okay? Be open to acceptance, knowing that you're worthy of it, not denying yourself. Okay? I will know in my heart that I deserve love and respect. And there you have it. Okay. So now we are going to wrap up this reading with one final thought. Message from the little grab, spiritual grab bag here of numbers, letters, and pictures. And we're going to see what spirit messages have from the full moon for the sun seed of Capricorn for the November full moon that we've recently had. Okay. What are the messages for Capricorn? Thank you. Okay. Capricorn, right off the rip, you have alien. You have the alien face. So, you could be feeling alienated a bit, or you are coming out of that feeling, all right? This could also indicate, as a starseed on this earthly planet, having this experience with other beings who are having the same experience but different. It's kind of difficult to deal with other starseeds who may be at different points in their paths. Okay? So this is not finger pointing, you know, or condescending. But sometimes we'll meet people who are at different stages, but we do have something to learn from each of them, or we have something to teach, or both, okay? We're constantly learning and teaching. It's reciprocal. All right, so that is the mask, the alien. Now, you have the number 4, okay? Whatever that means for you. And your letters, take them as they resonate, are O, D, U, Y, S, M, H, S, K, A, H, W. All right, Capricorn, so those were your letters. Take them as they resonate. I would love for you to join me again. And as always, stay blissed, stay blessed, and stay jazzy.